I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
She deleted all of her boyfriend's ex's photos off of his Instagram behind his back. And like, no, if that sounds nuts, hang tight. She had a justification, but like, are you buying it? Y'all, it's time for Judge Jess. If you've not done one of these with us before, Jess is not a real judge. What we say is if you're having a disagreement with somebody, call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what the disagreement is. And then Jessica Dutra, we'll at least try to like solve the disagreement for you, so like you'll feel justified. All right.
Hi, my name is Ashley from Towson, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I deleted all the pictures of my boyfriend's ex off of his Instagram, but after 6 months, I feel justified because early on, I told him that it made me feel uncomfortable that he still had pictures of his ex and he said that he would delete them. But then he just kept saying that Instagram isn't that serious and he just hasn't gotten around to it. Well, it's like 6 months later, he still hasn't gotten around to it because they're still up there. Like, I used his phone to order us dinner, and while I had it, I just went ahead and opened up Instagram and I deleted every picture that had his ex in it. He didn't do it, so I did it. And then a couple days later, he noticed, and then he flipped out. And he says that he doesn't care about his ex, but he's mad that I took it upon myself to decide what stays on his social media. But, like, I told him that those pictures needed to go. So I need you to decide who is right and who is wrong. Thank you.
You guys just need to break up. Like, y'all need to break up.
Wait. That's terrible advice.
No, it's not. It's probably the best advice I can give.
Y'all need to break up.
Y'all need to break up. This is not okay. It's not. Like, it's not okay for either of them.
Not y'all just need to break up.
You do. And I'm sorry if none of your friends can tell you that. I will tell you that. Y'all need to break up.
Why?
Because, first of all, he clearly doesn't care enough about you to follow through. You're telling me for 6 months you've been asking. I mean, he couldn't even archive.
That's a long time.
He couldn't even archive the photos.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? So clearly he doesn't care about you to do something like that. That's not a good listener. Hit the road. And then you can't break into someone's account and delete things.
That's
if
wild.
Someone is pushing you to the point of doing that, if someone is pulling that version of you out of you, you can't be around him.
If he's okay, let's go on logistics alone. If he said he was going to do it.
Yeah, and he didn't, so he's a liar.
But
he'd been lying to this girl for 6 months. Why is it, like, what's so important to you? If it's not that serious, then delete them. So it's clearly, there's a hint of seriousness there as to why he didn't follow through and get rid of him off of his social media.
She can't get in trouble for that, right? If he said he was going to do it and then she just did it for him, I mean, like, she can't be in trouble.
No, it's not okay. Like, you can't. I think it's just the fact that, like, she broke in. Like, you were supposed to order.
We didn't break in.
You were supposed to literally order Jersey Mike's. He asked you to put in your sandwich order. You then go to IG and scrub his account.
That's so smart.
That's a problem.
I love this girl.
And I hate that he's pushing you to that breaking point where you feel like you have to do that. That's not okay.
Break up with him and date me.
Ew!
I love this type. Hey, this is my type right here. You wonder what I'm looking for? It's this. I love this.
Literally, no. You guys need to break up because, like, it's not working out on either way.
You're like, I don't know the question is. Just break up.
Like, it's not healthy either for either of you.
You shouldn't have your pictures of your ex up, though, period, right?
No, absolutely not.
For no reason.
That's why he's messed up.
That should have come down day one.
Yeah, no.
Or, like, pre-day one.
He's messed up for that. Like, you're whack. What are you holding on to?
Yeah,
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Anybody listening right now that still has pictures of their ex on their social media? Because, like, that's just not okay in general. Like, that alone is the red flag. Like, I don't think anybody right now could tell us a valid reason of why you have a picture with your ex boyfriend or husband that we would be like, okay, that makes sense.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is this?
This is Jeff on One in Glen Burnie.
Jeff, so you have a picture of your ex on your social media, and you feel justified by having it.
So we've been broke up for about 8 years now. We were together for 10 years. So on Facebook, it's not like going through your phone where you can just select a whole bunch of pictures and hit delete.
Right.
You got to go one by one by one by one. I was going to pay my daughter $20 to go do that for me. But, like, I haven't done it yet, but I don't go look at these photos, and I don't think anybody from 8 years is going to go that far down.
So, wait, so, this is purely just out of inconvenience. That's why you don't. That's why this isn't just about a picture. You probably got albums of this girl up on your Facebook, and it's just living there. It's just permanent there forever.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. That's a lot of work to go.
It is a lot of work.
But what about a potential partner? Like, how is that going to make them feel?
Are you dating somebody new?
I am.
And does she care?
My daughter's mom.
Wait, say it again?
It's my baby mama.
It's your baby's mom.
My girlfriend.
Okay, Jeff, hang on a second.
There's a lot going on here.
So y'all have a second chance at love. This is the mother of your child, and you can't go back and delete these other pictures of this other person for her?
I definitely could.
It costs $20, though, and like, we ain't got that kind of money.
And you were going to pay your daughter to do this?
Isn't that low-key traumatizing? It's $20. I mean, I get that.
I'm not worried. It just hasn't got brought back up for her to be like, hey, where's my $20 to do this? And I'm like, man, I could do it. I just don't feel like it's a lot of work. It'd probably take me a couple days to do it.
Jeff, I will do this for you. You got to get those off.
Give me your password,
Jeff. You got to get them off your page.
They got to go.
I'm going to have you do it then, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. you might want to. And we should.
And we will. And we will gladly.
Because we care about Jeff. Jeff, thank you so much,
Thanks,
brother.
Jeff.
Appreciate you. Who's this?
This is Kayla on 2 in Towson.
Kayla.
Good morning.
Good morning. Kayla still has a picture of her ex on her social media and thinks it's justified. Why?
Well, not only do I have pictures, but my ex, my current fiance, and my ex's wife, we all hang out and we're all friends.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No.
How does that work? And how did that happen?
So my ex and I were together in high school, broke up right after high school. Him and I spent like a year, no contact, but his mom passed away. So I reached out. Mm-hmm. I went to her funeral.
Yeah.
We reconciled. I said my piece and I apologized for, you know, my part and then the reason for the breakup. And he did the same. So there was that closure.
Yeah.
And he was already with his now wife. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up with my now fiance, and I immediately told him, like, hey, he's still my friend. Like, if this is a problem, I get it, but I'm just letting you know. And he was fine with it.
Is this what maturity is?
I don't think so, man. Honestly, good for you guys. I could never in a million years. I'm telling you right now. I'm just imagining from your fiance's point of view. I'd be like, there's no way in the world this is happening. Like, what? Like, no, y'all have seen each other naked.
He has pictures of his exes on his Facebook from prior to me, but I understand that was before me. That was a time of his life where he was happy. I'm okay with that.
You
like, I can't take
it.
That.
That's
I don't.
What that option's for.
No, like, but I'm okay. Like, I'm okay with that. I trust him. Like, yeah. Like a photo, a memory. Like, it is what it is. Like, I don't care.
No, yeah, no. You're the correct person.
I'm happy for y'all.
We obviously have issues.
My dad thinks it's weird too. So
the whole thing is
like
making me uncomfortable.
I'm just wondering, if most people listen to this, whose side are they on? Are they listening to this?
There is no freaking way. There's no way. Are you joking?
Like, imagine Garage Boy has all these pictures of him and all his exes just kissing and stuff on social media. Just love my life. Like, I love.
What are you talking about?
I love this girl so much.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.